You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Chosen by you. Welcome to the 95BFM Top 10.
Never land. Of course, Metallica in town tonight.
Yes.
Pretty cool beans, but we're here, and if you're listening, you're in the right place, that's for sure. It's 95 BFM Top 10.
Thanks for not buying a Metallica ticket just to listen to the 95 BFM Top 10.
That's exactly. I bet that was the only catalyst as to not go to Metallica, so listen to us.
Yep.
Hey, text in 5395, you're a better drummer than Lars. I'm expecting the machine to crash, because everyone should be texting in. My name's Smash.
I'm Big J.
It's the 95 BFM Top 10 show. It's wonderful to be back here.
Yeah.
This Wednesday, the 19th of November, 2025.
Yeah.
Guess what we have? 10 flippin' bangers.
Yes.
Just for you. And I'm hearing some music from somewhere else, but that's okay.
Yeah. And there is a lot of debutantes tonight as well.
Good to see.
Yeah.
Very good to see.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into it.
10.
Kicking us off, Smashin', it's a debutante from a returning artist.
Yes, this artist, I believe, they played that label last year, right?
Yeah.
Are they playing this year?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe,
it's Elliot and Vincent with Month of May. What a way to debut. Oh, yeah.
You're on the 95 BFM Top 10. Me and Smashin' are here till 8 o'clock, so don't go anywhere. If you're at Metallica, stop listening. Enjoy the show.
Good to kick you.
Vincent, Month of May, kicking us off here on the 95.
Appropriately fuzzy.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for any fuzz.
Yep.
I like a flute too. Not a fuzzy flute, not sure.
Yeah.
But I just love it. Fantastic stuff. What a way to kick off the top 10 tonight.
Yeah. Well, I think we're just going to carry on with it.
That sounds like a plan.
Number nine
this week. It's another debutante.
How good.
Coming in
at number nine. Fantastic stuff. We have Twine with Deer in the Headlights.
I don't think we've had Twine on the list before.
They don't ring a bell.
No.
So I'm excited to hear this one.
Yeah. This is Deer in the Headlights. Twine, stay with us.
Already liking it.
Darling, I wanna be open up from the inside.
The 95 BFM Top 10. We are getting fuzzy tonight.
Oh, yeah, that couldn't have ended more differently from how it started.
I know.
But I can just feel that energy in the end of that recording. Oh, that's cathartic.
Yeah.
Letting it out via six electric strings.
Wow. Sam is very accurately actually doing the air guitar.
Dude.
Have you noticed when you watch guys doing air guitar, they're not doing the right thing?
No. Crazy work. Crazy word.
Like, I reckon you could just learn how to play a song on guitar.
and then,
air guitar it.
I mean,
and you could win the air guitar competition because it's so accurate.
To be fair, I don't think the actual accuracy of the fretting is the main focus.
Well, I think it should be Air Guitar World Championships. Update your rules.
Yeah, 5395. Yeah. Showmanship or technique? We'd love to hear it. An air guitar battle.
Number eight.
We're carrying on with the Rocky vibes. This is a returning song. It was on last week's list, which is on our wall.
Yes. It was number... No, it wasn't on last week's list.
It's back!
Oh, good. Turning number two on the SRN top 10.
Yep.
And it is number... What thing did we just play? Was it seven? Eight.
It's number eight.
Eight!
On this week's top
95. On this week's top 10.
Yep.
Cootie Cooties, Red Flag. We gotta play the song so we can stop talking. On the beat!
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
BFM.
Babe?
Yes, Martin?
That's not our hive.
Ah, whoops. I saw the black and yellow and just flew in. Sorry, everybody.
We've got to get your prescription changed.
Not a bee, but a wasp. The divine new EP from Babe Martin has just dropped, and she's celebrating with a show. Performing live with her full band at the Unitarian Church, Thursday, November 20th, with support from Schofield Strangelove. Tickets from Under the Radar.
It's all connected.
What's all connected? Where did you get all this string?
Okay, so Tom Scott collaborated with Mara TK, who worked with Troy Kingy, who had an album produced by Delaney Davidson, who's also worked with Marlon Williams, and...
You've been reading Audio Culture.
Yeah!
Plunge into Aotearoa's musical history with Audio Culture, the number one repository of hard facts, tall tales, insider info, and lovingly researched editorial on NZ music. Audio Culture Iwi Waiata, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Audioculture.co.nz.
For the best in hip, you gotta keep it green.
And food, and twine, books, clothes, vape supplies, and oil.
You got it.
Experience the Hemp Store at 253 Karangahape Road. For nationwide delivery, visit hempstore.co.nz or call 0800 Hemp Store.
For the best in hemp, you gotta keep it green. The Hemp Store on K Road is what you need.
Sink your teeth into Licorice, the brand new record from Hatchie. Out now. A bounty of hazy guitars, sweetly melancholic melodies, and ruminations on longing can be found in Licorice. An album that takes Hatchie to new heights. Licorice, the new album by Hatchie. Out now wherever good music is found.
D for disaster.
E for my eye.
A for my anger.
D, I'm gonna die.
M for Mona.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
N for the night.
Dead Moon Night.
Legendary Dead Moon bass player Tootie Cole and a band are taking the stage at Whammy Bar Tuesday, November 25th, with support from Jenny Dolt and the Spurs and Bloodbags. Don't miss your chance to see this rock and roll icon. Tickets from Under the Radar.
95 BFM, democracy in action.
Just put my headphones on.
Welcome back to the 95 BFM Top 10 Smashed and announcing to the world that his headphones were indeed off.
Indeed, speaking out, thinking out loud. You know what else I'm thinking out loud?
What?
Honey mustard, fantastic.
Oh, sauce. Yeah.
I like honey mustard.
Yep, nothing beats a good honey mustard.
I had Reburger for dinner last night. Yeah. They have a new hot honey buffalo sauce.
Oh, was it good?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yum, yum.
Nice.
Yum, yum.
Welcome back to the 95 BFM Top 10 here with Big J and Smashton. It is 7:23. We are powering through the list, and it is time for...
Number seven,
Smashton. This is a returning song.
Yes, it is. Was it on last week's list?
It wasn't on last week's list, but it's a previous number one.
Is it a back-to-back return?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Hey, we're powered up on the show.
Yep.
And this is your number seven, Back to Self, featuring Gianna. My small town baby, playing at this
Spider Town baby.
That's yes. Right. Playing at this Friday's Musician Magazine launch. How exciting!
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Choice is in mine, oh,
You're listening to the sounds of Spider Town Baby featuring Jana, Back to Self. Returning song here on the 95 BFM Top 10. How good.
I felt that in my soul.
Yeah.
I really like that one.
Yeah, could feel it deep.
Yes.
I'm going to move ahead because I'm so excited for this next song.
Me too.
Number six.
This is one of our favorite Auckland bands.
100%.
And singing a song about Auckland as well.
100%. Probably one of the coolest parts of Auckland.
Yeah.
Off of their brand new album.
Yes.
Hot off the presses. Dick Move with Karanga Hape is your number six for this evening.
Stay with us. You are on the 95 BFM Top 10. Don't go anywhere.
Ow! Rock and roll.
It's 7:30. We are officially halfway through the show.
Actually, it's Karanga Ahape.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is Karanga Ahape.
You imbecile. What are you even here for? What a song.
That was a beautiful accent.
Angles.
Smashing, you're a big metalhead, right?
Yeah. I like my metal. Why is that?
Metallica's playing tonight.
Yeah, I'm not much of a... I don't really...
But was it Metallica that got you into heavy music? Like chug music?
No, I don't recall exactly what. But definitely, I did like my thrash metal. I remember you and I, we both... You pretty much got me into music via Gorillaz.
Yeah.
And then
The Beatles.
And the Beatles, of course. And then I went down a more thrashy path, and you went down like indie...
Yeah, and then now we've met in the middle.
Yeah, kind of with just everything.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did quite like them.
Master of Puppets was the heaviest song I'd ever heard when first started listening.
Now we're just...
To music.
We're messing with some Gutalax.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd love to see Gutalax live. They're a great band from the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
They you know how some bands put like beach balls and stuff in the mosh pits?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a portable toilet that they throw out in the mosh pit. It's fire.
Yeah. You like your Rammstein too.
I like everything. It reminds me, I haven't actually listened to them in a while.
Yeah.
I might have to chuck it on in the car on the way home.
5395, do you like metal music? If so, what got you into it? I doubt we'll get many texts on this question because if you like metal music, yeah, you're only in one place tonight.
True.
Yeah.
At home listening to the BFM Top 10, obviously.
Yeah.
Number five
is another debutante.
How good. From an artist we haven't had on for a while.
Yeah.
But we always love to see a triumphant return.
Yes.
As AW with the same. How good. Halfway through the list. 28 minutes left for the show. We'll see you soon.
Point.
Yeah.
Damn.
The same.
Some feedback.
We've had a lot of feedback tonight.
Yes. Not, you know, like, Sonic feedback.
That was cool, Sonic feedback. Yeah, very cool. You could tell that was just a guitar and amp.
Oh, yeah. And just,
and delay.
You know what? You know what? I like... No, actually, no. This is a music nerd conversation, not a radio conversation.
No, fire away. Fire away.
Speaker cabs are very important for a good guitar sound and good bass guitar sound.
Like, do you think mean like a separated heading cab?
No,
or?
Just the type of speaker that's within a cab.
Yes, I think the amp actually makes the guitar tone, not the guitar.
Yes, but the... Yes.
If it's got a good cab and some nice tubes.
Yes. Shall we continue this off air? Because I don't know if everyone cares.
I'm just thinking
about it.
5395, text in.
Yeah.
Does the speaker cab,
Does the speaker cab make, is it important to a guitar sound? Yes. Are we not going to get many texts about that tonight because all the guitarists are at Metallica?
Yes.
Fudge.
Number four.
We are powering through the list tonight.
Power it up. Bam.
That's a great reference to those who know what we're talking about.
You know what is also great? Another debut.
Yes.
How good. Nima Astria coming in at number four with Deny.
I don't think we've had a Nima Astria
another
song on here before.
Another complete debut.
Yeah.
How cool.
Total debut
show.
To the Smashin' and Big J top edition 10. Of the top 10.
Top 10 tenure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cow, copper, copper 10 times in a row type beat.
That was awesome.
Cow, copper, copper, cow, copper, copper, cow, copper, copper, cow, copper. Oh, spitting bars. Before I set the microphone on fire, we better play the song.
Stay with us. We got a bit of a break up next, and then we're coming in with the top three. Don't go anywhere. You're on the top 10.
Thank you. 95 BFM
presents The Last Dinner Party, playing live at Spark Arena Thursday, January 22nd, in celebration of their new album, From the Pyre. I've never been so scorned. The London Five Piece are set to serve up a delicious helping of their opulent and emotive tunes to Auckland fans. You are cordially invited to The Last Dinner Party at Spark Arena, Thursday, January 22nd. Tickets on sale now from secretsounds.com.
Eat me. Cook me. I'm delicious and spray-free.
Hear that? That's the good stuff. Straight from Eden's box. Real organic produce delivered to your door every week. Imagine all that goodness straight from New Zealand farms to your kitchen, and you barely had to do anything.
Eden's Box. Organic, made easy. Get 25% off your first box with code BFM. To order or to find out more, visit edensbox.nz.
Fables is gracing the stage at Cupid Bar this November ahead of their forthcoming debut album. Change is a slow-moving beast. Sundown
becomes me. With a full band and a full heart, Fables invite you into their lush sonic world with support from the wonderful Millie Tabak. Plus, if you grab your ticket online, you'll go in the draw to win a Fables Rodeo t-shirt.
Fables, live at Cupid Bar, Friday, November 22nd. Tickets from under the radar.
G'day, Vera here. I'm just sitting here on the wall, thinking about all that I've seen at Verona over the years. First kisses, wild nights, and my fair share of mochaccinos, Dal. Ugh, I've been a fly on the wall for all of it. Buzzer, yay.
Verona Cafe and Bar, 169 K Road, where it's always been. Check out what's happening on Instagram at verona.kroad or just pop in for a drink and a pizza and make some memories. Verona Cafe and Bar, the heart of Karangahape Road since 92.
At this radio station, we do our utmost to abide by the Broadcasting Standards Authority and their rules and guidelines. If you seriously think we've crossed the line on air, give us a call on 309 4831 within 20 working days of the broadcast date and tell us about it. We'll be able to help you out and tell you the procedure if you wish to make a formal complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. Fuck knuckles, cock and piss. Malds. Thank you.
It's not a popularity contest. 95 BFM.
It is. It is the popularity contest. The number one popularity contest in all of 95 BFM. In all of the 95 BFM top tens, this is the competition.
In all of the land that encapsulates the specific studio space that we have here. We got a couple of texts, guitar related.
Yes, you brought up some guitar takes, yes. And you didn't think anyone would care, but people seem to care.
Absolutely love it. Class A amps sound different to Class B amps. Listener and fucking A. Thank you for texting in.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I, but I trust your word.
Yep.
I trust your word. Now, I said to Jack in the break, I have a hot take regarding guitar amps.
Yes, I want
to
hear it.
And I think I'm going to say it, and I'm just going to let it simmer.
Yep.
I'm going to let it...
Yep.
It's a horrible take. Solid state, I like better than tube amps.
That... What?
Yeah.
Sam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And can I tell you why?
Why?
For me...
Because it's easy, and you're lazy, and you don't want to warm up your amp.
No. As a working musician, I find... my thing... For me, is reliability and convenience, and solid state does that for me better than tube.
You're right, that's outrageous.
Number 3.
5395, I want to hear your take on that. I'm aware it's a hot take, but you know what
it's
else?
It's the hottest of takes.
You know what else is hot?
This next
number
song.
Number 3!
Yes!
On the top 10, it was last week's number 2, retaining a spot in the top 10. Pop punk goodness from Proza, Disconnected. Yow!
I'm not afraid of the dark.
Hot, fast, and heavy, just like a filet of fish.
It's been Fud City tonight.
I love it. Absolutely love it. That's another terrible take from me. I love a filet of fish.
So you prefer solid state amps over tube amps? Mm. Wrong.
Yeah.
Right. Here's my take. Right. Mm-hmm. An amp is only good. It can only be considered good in a live setting, like a live band. That's what amps are for.
Mm-hmm.
I would every day choose a tube amp over a solid state.
Nah, that's what we can disagree.
And now you're saying that the fillet of fish is good.
I love a fillet of fish. No shame.
You're wrong.
Fillet of fish to Sprite Zero.
Smashing with the bad takes all night. Well, we are on the 95 BFM Top 10. We are carrying on with the list. It's been such a good list tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say, bad takes for me, but great music.
I know.
Hey, we have to have the best of both worlds. You know what? We've got to have the shit takes to appreciate the good music.
Yep.
Double words.
Yeah.
Hey, something super cool happened that literally we just found out about. Our mates in Headlock Grave.
Yeah.
Played a set outside of Eden Park, which is genius.
Yep.
I hope to find
technically,
it.
Technically, opening for Metallica.
Technically, yes.
Technically.
Wow. Chuck that on the CV. Someone's LinkedIn profiles has got a lot better.
Number two.
Fuck's sake.
Number two was last week's number one. Well, that's funny. We had number two as number three, and then number one as number two. Next thing will be number six as number seven.
Shut
we
had
Summer Long by Arm Amelia, a very deserving number one last week, and a fantastic number two this week. Just enjoy. This is a fantastic song.
Number one is up next. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. See you soon.
People, you know what time it is. You know
it
what time
is time.
It is. It's time for the number one song.
Yes, of the week. Just wanted to say thank you all very, very much for listening. It's been a wonderful show.
Yeah, had a jolly old time of disgusting bad takes on my behalf. But hey, it's my life. I will live it how I please. It's okay.
Yep.
Don't disagree on the Filet-O-Fish take. So hey, fish burger. Do you like fish burgers?
I like fish burgers, but not Filet-O-Fish.
Have you had one?
Yes. The last time I had one was when I had my wisdom teeth out and I couldn't eat anything else.
So you went for a Filet-O-Fish?
Yeah, because it was soft.
There are many other soft foods. I feel like that was a choice you made.
Oh, I was eating a lot of soup and stuff as well.
Soup. What's your favourite soup?
None now. I like pumpkin soup.
What do you mean, none?
After getting my teeth out, I was so knocked up on painkillers.
Just off the zoinks eating
that
soup.
I was just so zoinked out. I was feeling just the worst I've ever felt, and it put me off soup.
Just absolutely away with the fairies.
Tramadol put me off soup.
Damn, tramadol soup.
Yeah,
heard it here first. Sharks presented. Hey, enough yabbering. Holy shit! Chris has rocked up in the studio.
Yeah,
probably thinking, what the fuck are we talking about with tramadol and soup and teeth and goddamn.
Yeah.
Only if I BFM top 10.
Anyway, voting opens.
Yes, that's
in about
right.
5 minutes from now, you can do that by heading to 95bfm.com/vote or
head to 5395 on your phone. Text 5395 and song an artist you like throughout the top throughout the week. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, good music.
One vote per phone number as well. Yes. We know who you are.
No, not literally.
not literally.
But
we know when you're doing it.
Yes, we can. Yeah, no, we do not know who is texting. It's completely anonymous.
Yep.
Unless you say your name, then obviously it's not anonymous. But fuck me, just play this thing. Oh, this is what we get for free will.
Off the rails.
No! Consciousness.
Number one.
You know what? This has probably been the first time that the number one song has been playing throughout the entire show. Because just two rooms over, this band has been absolutely blast beating through something. Practice, maybe some recording.
Yep.
But they're number one and it is Castle Garden!
Yes, I went to the release show for this song. It's a brilliant song. It's great.
Deserved number one. Debuting as a band, as a song, at number one.
Yep.
That's got to be a pretty rare occurrence.
Yeah. All right, well, see you next week.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you. BFM Top 10. Vote online at 95bfm.com/vote.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.